Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 158, episode 2 of The Daily Zeitgeist, yeah! A production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. Welcome to what 55% of Americans are saying they are anticipating to be the most stressful day of their lives. It's opposite of Christmas. This is, It's it's the end of the world, Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Oh, Lord, we got a lockdown, too. It's really overdue. The death rate's getting higher. Oh, Lord, we gonna lock down, too. It's what we need to do. It's also fucking dire. That is courtesy of Pandemonium, and Big Owl. That was not a AK. That was something that Zeit Gang shared with me as a potential AK. So, shout out to y'all. And I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Miles Gray, a.k.a. the despondent, fondant correspondent. Thank you to Nicholas Shoup on the Discord for that one. You know what time it is, the fondant.
Yeah.
Dude, I was watching a documentary called... It's on Amazon Prime. It's about, like, this dying mall in Alabama. It's called Jasper Mall. It's on Prime, and it's just this dude. It's just a portrait of a dying mall in Alabama. And this one hairdresser is like, "So I'm making a cake for my daughter, and I'm using fondant. So we already know that's going to be a failure." And I audibly groaned. I was like, "Yeah, I'm like fondant," and it was a completely unrelated to anything. But yes, that's the level of despondent I am when it comes to
portrait of a dying mall in Alabama is a way better title than Jasper Mall.
Well, it's wild, man. Like the opening, just like the security guard, and he's got this like bleached mullet, and you're like, you don't know what year it is, and then you kind of start seeing like, oh, this is now. It's yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. All right, it's election day, Miles. Today,
I don't want to talk about that. Let's talk about dying malls. Let's talk about America, the dying mall.
America, the dying mall. That'll be a good. We'll do a Weird Al parody for America the Beautiful called America the Dying Mall.
America the Dying Mall.
Oh, dying mall. All right. So, what do we have in store today? We are going to go back and forth between just election updates from the past few days, just things that are happening, dystopian shit, and self-care advice, self-care ideas. So we got Trump. The Trump campaign saying they're about to try to stop vote counting tonight, especially in Pennsylvania. Then we're going to talk about self-massaging technology, ooh, what the best stuff out there is. We're going to talk about the Trump administration building an actual fortress around the White House, unscalable wall. And then I'm going to talk about how really slow and easy runs or walks are great for mm-hmm. you. We're going to talk about the old-timey technology that's shaped the way that we get our election results. This whole like horse racification of the election actually goes way back. Then we're going to talk about Miles' self-care routine.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the potential for a red mirage. We're going to say, hey, try a head massage.
Yeah, hey, I like that. Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty good. We're going to talk about our food, our just like
comfort foods,
self-destroying food plans, if depending on how things go. We're going to talk about the Dewey Truman election, just to fully, I found it helpful to just fully freak myself out with a worst case scenario. All of that, plenty more. But first, Miles,
mm-hmm.
we are joined today by two of our favorite guests. They are
our favorite people. Two people I've seen more than my own family.
Yeah, yeah. It's the team. Facts. It's the people behind the people. Mm-hmm. It is Team Daily Zeitgeist, TDZ, super producer Anna Hosnier and DJ Daniel.
Hello, y'all. Wow.
What's
going
on,
having
guys?
Us. First time, long time.
Hey, thank you for joining us.
Oh yeah, mostly a trend guy.
Mostly a trend guy.
AKA.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, here we go.
AKA Huberta Schuberta Dubois.
Oh yeah.
I'm Hubie's cousin.
People don't know, our chat thread goes off with ever since Hubie Halloween comes out,
Hubie
Anna
Halloween.
And I call Hubie, and now she's become just Hubie. It's yeah. your whole vibe.
I am Hubie.
Mm. Hubie stank. All up in that thread.
But I'm his cousin, Huberta Schuberta Dubois.
Oh, okay, got it.
But I also go by Hubie because we're a confusing
Borita.
Family.
Little Borita. All right, welcome.
You had a great Hubie Halloween costume.
Yes.
Did you go out,
Hubie?
It wasn't a costume. No, I didn't go out. It's out of my
say,
parents.
It wasn't a costume.
I know,
the
but
lifestyle.
You full on had a. You had your hair slicked back. You had a mustache on. You had the fucking thermos.
I was just
and
for
shit.
The thread. Yeah.
And you know what I was doing? I was watching Hubie Halloween.
Really yeah. love it.
With my family.
That's become like your Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah, we watched it. It was great to see. It was great to watch it with my brother because it, you know, like we grew up loving Adam Sandler. So me mm-hmm. and my brother were fucking die. It was just fun to listen to my brother, like, because my brother's some like tough guy, you know, he don't find joy in anything. But he was like fucking crying like a baby, like laughing so hard. And I was like, that's aww. Right. Because when you get that, when that Adam Sandler hits, that shit hits, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh man, Hubie, yeah, it'll fuck you up. It'll fuck you up.
Flying bags of shit. I mean, that's always funny. Where do they even get that?
Did you guys have good Halloweens? I know it's well past Halloween on Election Day. I had the boys by my lonesome this weekend. Aww. We did indoor trick-or-treating, which
were you
they
breaking
loved.
Into someone's house?
Yeah, you break into someone's house, and you go through and say, trick or treat. I'm going to take all your most expensive
taking your
shit.
Tank.
It's just hide and seek where I hide with candy, and then they find me, knock on the door, say trick or treat.
Wow.
They had fun.
That sounds fun.
I couldn't. I felt so sad for them. I was like, this is aww. The most pathetic thing. But we had a good time.
And you know what? They'll never remember it like that. They'll be like, "Man, our dad was a good man. He even though it was he was so bad at pretending he was different people behind those doors, he tried to make
who,
it fun.
Me?
Who's there? This poor little astronaut and his co-pilot.
Yeah, yeah.
He wore a wig, Dad. I definitely ate a lot of candy that I didn't trick or treat.
Man.
I just bought a wild bag of candy and fucking ate that shit.
My coping mechanism for this election, it turns out, is diabetes. Eating myself into a pre-diabetic state.
Nice. You know what? I don't know what it is. See, this is what's funny is, again, as we avoid talking about what's happening today on Earth in our United States. I just, you know, like that grab bag that always comes out that, who is it? Like Hershey's makes that always has like your same staple six, like your Snickers, Milky
Crackle,
Way,
Good Bar,
Baby Ruth, Butterfingers and shit like that or whatever. You always get those very things. Yeah. I think Butterfingers, did the recipe change? They don't stick
not as
to
good, right?
My teeth the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm brushing better. I don't know.
Yeah.
I just want to point that out.
All right. Guys, before we get into our self-care routines and opposite of self-care check-ins with the state of our nation heading into this election, we wanted to ask the two of you if there's anything from your search history that you'd like to share with the people that'll reveal who you are, what you're up to, any of that. Super producer Anna Hosnia, hit it.
I was looking up the last NARC. About Enrique Kiki Camarena.
Oh, from Narcos? The dude who Homeboy plays?
I mean, I haven't seen Narcos, but I guess he's like, it's based
he's
the real narco. Yeah, there's a documentary on Amazon Prime that I was checking out about him. And it basically, you know, it always comes, it was an interesting story I hadn't heard about, but how he was basically, you know, he was was he a DA? He's a Fed of some sort, but he fucked over the cartel, and then the CIA basically helped kill him because they were, you know, hiding stuff, or they were you know, they were doing that Contras thing.
Yeah, where it's right. Like, well, look, bro, I can't really make it hot for these guys because I need it for this other thing I got going. So we're just gonna turn a blind eye to that horrific.
The CIA
shit for a
was helping move cocaine to get guns for the. It was, you know, that. You gotta love the CIA.
So they
people.
Ratted out this dude. They told.
I think they helped
the Mexican drug lords.
Yeah, I think they also just kind of helped facilitate the murder, based on my understanding. I mean, other DA agents who were investigating it kind of figured out. They were like, "Oh, this." Yeah, I mean, eventually one of the drug lords was convicted for the murder, but like everyone's kind of like, yeah, but.
Yeah, they're like, well, I guess you got someone involved. If you want to just take it very superficially. Yeah, that was like the whole, if you want the dramatized version, I think Narcos Mexico season one is a lot of it centered around that, because they sort of look at that as like the beginnings of that drug war between the U.S. and Mexico.
But, you know, gotta love a DEA agent whose nickname is Kiki. They keep calling him, like, and then Kiki got murdered. You're like, oh, no, Kiki.
Yeah, right.
But, yeah, the documentary is called The Last NARC. So check that out if you're so inclined.
Doing some light viewing on this election day.
DJ Daniel, you got anything from your search history you want to share with us?
Yeah, Steam and PS5 controller, because in another act of, you know, whatever, playing with my feelings and emotions, I still have not gotten a PS5 pre-order, but my controller came, so I'm just
sitting
here.
Just have a... I love it.
Just got
the PS5 controller, like, yep. Yeah, one day. Oh, it's so sick, dude. It's so sick.
Yeah, it's really cool to touch and look at and just be like, yeah, this thing will do something someday. So,
wait,
trying to
find out. Is it hard to get a pre-order?
No. See, that's the thing. It's hard to get console. A PS5 pre-order, but the controller, not so much.
Peripherals, you can get a lot of peripherals. If you want some skins, outer
and
cases.
I knew I was going to get a controller. So when the first PS5 pre-orders were coming out, I dropped a PS5 and another controller in my cart. The PS5 just flew right on out of there, and the controller was like, oh, no, we're on the way. So I'm just sitting here with this thing trying to figure out how to make it work on my computer.
That's, It's like I don't have any off-white shoes, but I have the shoelaces and the little red band that you put around
exactly.
it.
Right,
that I put around my dirty old
just anything
Air Max
sandals.
Yeah,
they're like
what? Sandals yeah. with the quotes.
I've never seen this collab before.
What's something you guys think is underrated?
Anna, you want to go for it?
Sure. I think being a diva.
Mm.
I'm just listening to the Mariah Carey book. But I always felt like, I mean, I guess more so now that I'm hearing her story, like, you know, I guess in culture we've taken diva and added like a negative connotation to it. But like, if a guy is being like demanding and, you know, being like, this is how I like things, this is how I want it, and this, and I'm not going to, you know,
compromise?
Yeah, like I'm not going to compromise. People are like, man. That guy knows what he wants. You know?
That guy should be president.
And then, like, a woman, you're like, diva.
What a leader.
What a diva. But it's like, hey.
Yeah, people need to reclaim diva.
A diva's a, that's like a, I wish I was more of a diva instead of, like, a crumbling in on myself constantly human being. Like, I wish I had more, like, confidence to be like, no, that's not how I want it. I would like it this way. And also, like, just if someone is being an asshole, just call them an asshole and then don't try and be like, she's being a diva. It's like, no, she's being an asshole like any other guy who can be an asshole. It's like, we're all, you know, we're all assholes. Divas are
Celine
cool.
Dion is not an asshole. Celine Dion is a diva. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there you go.
It's weird. When you look at, like, the definition, the third definition of diva is the one that's, like, a self-important person who's temperamental and difficult to please. Typically used of a woman. Okay, Oxford, back the fuck up for a second. I wonder when they added that, because I feel like before it always used to be like diva. When the VH1 diva series came out, I felt like we weren't really talking about people like they were divas, like until after that. Like, I feel like that VH1 series reignited the, I don't know, the diva wave,
but the diva songs.
Assholes are assholes, y'all. Just keep it like that.
I like that the used in a sentence. She is much more the dedicated maverick than the petulant diva. So let's start calling. Yeah, I'm a maverick.
Maverick.
Yeah.
Who was that? What election was that? When someone was a maverick?
Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
Well, it was McCain was known for being a maverick. And then they were like, it's a real maverick move to pick this white supremacist
to scuttle your own election bid.
Yeah. What is something, DJ Daniel, you think is underrated?
But this might be a little local, but Bub and Grandma's bread, but I will localize it to just local bakery bread. Like, you know, going to your supermarkets or whatever, you get a fresh loaf. It just does not compare to a actual local
bakery.
Baker, someone who is committing to their craft of like making good ass bread. And, you know, this might be later in terms of things that we're eating our feelings for, but like bread is so damn good. And like, getting a good ass loaf of bread is just untouchable. So I'll majorly underrated.
You know what fucked with me is when somebody told me that bread is not a solid, it's a foam that they just like baked into place.
Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, then fuck you, bro. Now I'm eating foam. That's not going to fuck me up.
It actually made me like it more. But yeah, it's just there you go. Whoa.
That's my favorite foam. Yo, you got in some sourdough foam in here?
Mm. Also, no surprise to anyone. I got my Bub and Grandma shirt right here that I picked up yesterday at the farmer's market.
Always supporting local.
DJ always supporting local. Gotta support.
I feel like every town has a baker, don't they? Totally. Like, it's not like a city thing, because I feel like everywhere you go, there's somebody baking bread.
Exactly. So, yeah, exactly.
Lean on your local bakers.
Amen.
As long as they're, you know, above board.
Yeah.
Anna, what's something you think is overrated?
Now this might get me in some trouble, but the CIA. What the fuck? What a bunch of losers, dude. They don't even know how to do anything. All they do is show up in other people's elections and fuck things up. They can't do a goddamn thing in their own home. Like, what are we doing here? Why don't you show up and, like, influence us into a democracy or something? Like, what the fuck? You're all up in like Nicaragua, Iran, anywhere that it's like they don't even want you. Like, why don't you do something where it matters, like your own goddamn country? And yes,
I'm sorry, you must not have heard the latest Q drop. The deep state is all up in this election, Anna.
The CIA is? I'll believe it when I see it, honey, because they don't do shit for us. All they do is fuck over every other country, drive on through, give cash to whoever leader they need, but God forbid they show up and influence our election in the correct direction. Actually, you know what, Daniel? Cut this all out. I don't need this heat. You know what? Actually, keep it in. Keep it in, Daniel. Not today, CIA 10. Not today, baby.
Who do you think's
going to
get in your mentions? The CIA?
They're nasty, bro.
At CIA. Yeah.
They're petty, too.
The time I talked about Kermit Roosevelt once, and they were like, RIP your mentions, fam. And I was like, whoa, at official. Wow, okay, that's big CIA energy.
The problem with the CIA is that they've, and this is the one problem. My only issue with the CIA, they drastically prefer a dictator. Like, that's who they're always intervening on behalf of is fascists and dictators over people who are
always
socialists.
Well,
it's
always a binary between a leader who's going to be like, yeah, let me do us right by people. And then another one's be like, let me do us right by rich, you know, corporations and you can buy me off and I'll sell my own fucking people out. That's you know what I mean? It's the same thing that was happening in Bolivia with Evo Morales. And then, you know, and now look who's back in power, right back where they started. So it's all a bit of a waste of energy. But yes, the CIA is involved in our local politics because who do you think is responsible for Anthony Davis's growth spurt between junior and senior year of high school?
Preach.
Exactly.
Preach. I'm glad somebody finally said it.
But again, not necessary.
You think he could have been a point guard?
I mean, I just think, like, why are they putting so much energy in shit that doesn't matter? It's like, or I don't know, maybe there's a man in charge who's trying to fuck this country that you're supposed to defend. I don't know what we're doing here.
Well, let's see. Let's see how they deep state this shit before it's still
like,
early.
Whatever,
so
dude.
We'll
see.
Yeah. Well, I think the first part is assuming that it was ever even started for, you know, positive ends.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Then you'd be like, what the heck? Versus like, nah, man, that shit's there to basically, you know, keep a certain kind of people in power.
I'm just saying, read the room, CIA. It's time to step up and do the right thing. Because right now, you're
read the room
shit.
And then use magician magic to poison everybody's drink so that they're all tripping.
I'll tell you guys off air what I'm really thinking because I don't need, again, not today, CIA-tin. Not today. Okay.
Wow. CIA-tin.
CIA-tin. Wow.
I say that a lot now. Boop, 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 boop,
boop, boop. DJ Daniel, did you just do a Bobby Digital?
yes.
Bobby Digital.
Bobby Digital.
What's something you think is overrated?
I'll tell you what's overrated. Actually getting a PS5. Because I got the controller right here, baby. I don't need anything. I use this to just like play around with and look at stuff. Who needs the actual thing? Overrated. Yeah. Don't need it.
Wait, you actually use it to like browse the internet? Oh, okay.
No. I can't use it at all.
Wait, so how do you get it?
I saw his IG stories. He made a candlelit dinner for that controller last night.
Wait, so how do you
it
get
was really
the
nice.
PS5 or whatever? Is it a 5?
You have to just be lucky enough to get that shit on pre-order. Otherwise, you're going to be waiting. I'm waiting. I've never bought a console at launch in my life.
Yeah.
And then you just wait for the bugs to, you know, get worked out. And then
now, when does it come out?
November 12th.
Oh.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
okay. 11, 12, 13.
But once it's out, can you just buy it like, or is it still backed
up? No, we'll see.
We'll see.
It'll essentially, I'm sure it will sell out day one. And then the next order will come at some point.
It always follows the same trajectory. And then people buy out all the in-store ones. Then it becomes listed for $40,000 on eBay in the holiday season for people who are like, my kid really wants this. It's really $3,000. You're like, yeah, asshole, it's $3,000. Now cough it up. And then they buy it. You know, it's the whole basis for that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Jingle All the Way.
Yeah.
Right. I forgot about Jingle All the Way.
For the Turbo Man doll.
Need a PlayStation.
Right. Need Turbo Time.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll tell you when we're dropping things, how this is going to go for the next couple days. But one promise we can make to you right here, right now, you do not have to get election news anywhere else. Just use Daily Zeitgeist right as your only source of election information. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. Do you remember that like profile of the guy who like chose not to find out who won the 2016 election and just like lived off in the woods somewhere or something?
Oh, that sounds like a semi-charmed kind of life.
Yeah, baby. Fully charmed kind of life.
Wait, baby, what did baby. How did he do? He just said he just went off the grid. That was his way of
I think
reality.
That's what happened. There's been so much news. That seems like eons ago, but I'm pretty sure that happened. Or maybe he didn't find out who won the Super Bowl. I'm trying to, you know. So
kind of
one of
those two.
Those two
things.
Or maybe it's because of the new Taylor Swift album. He didn't want to spoil the new Taylor Swift album. It's one of these things.
Yeah, one of those two. He still doesn't know how good Folklore was.
So good.
All right, so the schedule for the rest of the day. Open Mike Eagle is going to be dropping by. We're going to talk to him. We'll probably have an episode that's updating after the polls close. Just telling y'all what's happening. That will either drop tonight or it'll drop tomorrow morning early, depending on how much news there is. So you can stay tuned to your feed. We'll be dropping throughout probably.
Yeah, we'll be panicking on microphone throughout the evening. And why not join us? The familiar shaky voices in your life that enter brain as we're like, I don't know. I think the one thing just to remember, everybody, as we go through this election day, is keep the momentum for your negative energy low. Don't let that build already. Because like, let's be real, we're not going to know. But for most likely, we will not have any kind of resolution to this tonight.
We just don't know. We're going to have to bring that one out of the mothballs.
We just don't know. Yo.
What was that for? Was that the 2018 when we started?
I think it was Mueller, the Mueller report, because we didn't have the Mueller report. What will the Mueller report be? We just don't know what it could say. We just don't. Right. So why should we hold back and cut? I can't believe we've gone from that point to now, like, I don't know. This guy might just fucking curb stomp democracy in front of our eyes.
This might be the end of democracy. Let's talk about that. So there's the possibility of the red mirage that people have been talking about, which is this idea that there will be, Democrats voted early in a lot of places, but their votes are going to take a while to tabulate. But the people who are voting in person are more likely to be more Republican. So like in a state like Pennsylvania, where they're counting those votes first, it's going to seem like Trump won big on tonight, on election night / tonight. Oh, boy. Try not to hyperventilate. Yeah. So that's just one thing. I mean, that is something people are warning about. It's also something that happened during the 2018 midterms like that. I remember like we came on even the next morning. We were like, yeah, apparently like it wasn't the blue wave everybody thought it was going to be. It was like just a kind of moderate victory for Democrats. But then like as the votes kept coming in and recounts happened, then it ended up being a blue wave over the course of a week or
that
two.
That was a wave.
But so on the Sunday shows over the weekend, Trump's campaign manager basically said, that if Trump has an early lead in a state and then as the votes are counted, it starts to go away. He defined that as the Biden administration trying to steal the election, that he defined counting the votes as stealing the election. So we already know what their plan is. It's going to be basically try to freeze the election at any point, freeze the counting of votes at any point where they have a lead. Trump said the high court's pre-election refusal to rule out the extension of like counting votes 3 days after the election day was a terrible decision. And he also said that once the polls close Tuesday, we're going to go in with our lawyers. And
what a cool, not even sports fans want their team to win like that. You know what I mean? If you offered like your team in a game 7 that you're like if you could just call the game at that moment, would you? Right. Some might, but at the end of the day, it's like not even there's nothing is done like that. There's no reasonable way of measuring anything when you just stop the measurement at a point where you like or don't like. But those are the things that are kind of going on, and it's again, we just don't know where this day is going to go. It's so exciting, everyone.
Isn't it fun?
I can only imagine what it's doing to your nerves.
Yeah, literally 55% of the country say this is going to be the most stressful day of their lives. That's where we at.
If we can get Biden elected, every person after this day who tried to suppress votes, we take them all, we put them in a spaceship, and we shoot them into space with no end in sight, because voter suppression
because the universe is constantly
is illegal. And you shouldn't do it. And I don't understand why it's so fucking easy to suppress votes. It doesn't make any sense. Like, even the law is like, well, you do have a point. Maybe we shouldn't let people vote. Right. Nothing makes any sense. I don't get it. Isn't it illegal? Am
I
out of my mind?
The entire country was built on this. Like that, the entire political system has been built to suppress votes for many years.
We should, put all those people, every any person who's ever been like, they should be allowed to vote
on a spaceship.
Yeah, and just send it out.
Put the U.S. on a spaceship.
Yes.
Yeah.
And get them out of here.
Yeah, it's not necessarily speckled by like good behavior. I think, you know, throwing all of U.S. history on a spaceship and sending it out into space, positive.
Let's just do it. I'm out of, get them out of here.
Yeah, I just that's the one thing that also worries me is the people that are going to try and like skirt their way out of saying they had any hand in any of the enabling that was going on. Like we have to remember these people for what they are.
That's so one person has one of those, you know, those machines that just prints receipts.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like,
I mean, we have that. It's
doesn't stop.
Internet. It's called Twitter.
And we just keep printing
Twitter
it out. We pull it out like, George C. Myers, you're on the spaceship. And then we just keep going and keep going. And all the receipts. Could you imagine? You could wear them like CVS for days because we have it all, baby. And you're all going to space. And that's where I find my self-care.
Yesterday, the president had a rally in Pennsylvania where they were chanting LeBron James sucks. So that's that's where they're at. Hey, Red Mirage, how about a head massage? That was a rhyme from Mr. Miles Gray that I have to give the king his props. So let's talk about self-massaging technology because I feel like...
I love these pivots. We got to.
I feel
that's
like...
what this day's like.
I do feel like, first of all, like those head scratchers, Anna, you sent to the group thread, like one of those head massagers.
Oh, like that's the wiry one?
Yeah, the wiry one that just like gets the whole scalp and is just so great.
It's so
And I feel like they're just like thrown in there with like back scratchers and toenail clippers and like silly things. But man, those things are amazing.
Toenail clippers are what? You mean my teeth?
Ew! Get out of here.
You are flexible enough to do to make that a reality, man.
I'm just going to save a couple bucks right now.
Oh, dude, he's doing it. He's doing it.
No. That's not okay, Miles. We do need to have boundaries on this podcast. We interact way too much.
That's true.
I do not need to see that.
Hey, that's how I get my nervous energy. I bite off my toenails. Some people bite their nails. Oh, sorry, I bite a different nail on my body. Oh, like toenails are worse than your... Ugh. That's what I'm tired of. You know what I mean? It's toenail slander. Like it's somehow more gross because they stink and you have foot fungus and stuff like that and you're on your feet all day. Like you don't want to put that in your mouth.
Right.
You are nasty.
But yeah, self-massaging.
Oh my God.
Self-massaging.
Do you have
any, I mean,
you got any
like,
new devices?
Yeah. So I did not grow up in a self-massaging household, but my wife has all sorts of, like, her mom brought this, like, little pod that has 2 foot holes in it.
Ooh.
And that thing just goes to work on your feet, man. And in a way that is on the verge of like, is this going to crush my feet up? Like a turn it into a bunch of aquarium rocks. but it, they come out in wholly intact and feeling great in my experience.
This was like the entire reason that I went to like Brookstone or the Sharper Image in the mall. Anytime I went to the mall with my parents, it was to go sit in one of those chairs that had the arm and the back. And then if it had the calves and like the shins part too. Oof.
Yeah.
To crush my legs.
That's how you know when you get older, when you actually, you think about getting one of those seriously.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like when you're like, it goes and be like, dude, where the fuck am I going to put that? And that's for some old person. And one of my family friends has one. I remember like where we would have like Thanksgivings or Christmas dinners and I would be the first one running to that massage chair after like eating because it will just take you to a place of like food digestion dreams and you're like So self-massaging, not for the record, not what Jeffrey Toobin is doing, but true
self-massaging technology is not what Jeffrey Toobin was doing. He was self-massaging on technology, but I also feel like there's like a masturbatory like component, like where people are like, there's something shameful about like the self-massaging stuff, like those have you seen those things? Like there were pitchers in the Major League Baseball postseason where they had like the massage guns. They're just like putting up and down there.
Oh, like the Theragun or
Theragun.
Yeah.
I love the Theragun.
I wonder
technology's
if, like,
picking up
culturally though, right? Like in the East, you know, taking care of your body, like, very specifically through, like, acupuncture, reflexology, meditation, fucking head scratcher, little footboards you can just walk on to, like, relax your feet. Like, that's embraced in those cultures. But, like, absolutely. I don't know, like, for America, just like, nah, man, what the fuck are you talking about? Take care of your body? No, it's a fucking machine that's supposed to do infinite work for this other guy. What, are you complaining? Like, it's almost weird how we're only now having these devices in the context of, like, it's just aggro weightlifting, that it's like, oh, you do CrossFit? Then, yeah, I guess you have a reason to take care of your body in a nice way now.
Tenderize your meat sack, bro.
Yeah. Whereas, like, now we're like, dude, I don't know. I walk all day. Yeah, maybe I do need that. Like, fuck.
But I feel like I only found out about it because spending time in a Korean household, and they just have all the shits.
Yeah, that's an easy gift I would always get when I'm in Japan. I'll go to Tokyu Hands, and there's, like, just, like, self-care section where, like, I'm quite literally, I'll buy this thing for people that it's, like, a board with a bunch of little pegs coming out the bottom in the shape of a foot, and you just put your weight on each foot on there, and that shit just starts working, stimulating your feet, and everyone's like, dude, this shit's so sick, dude.
That sounds amazing. I've never heard of that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, when these borders open back up to the disgusting American gross people, then I'll be able to travel abroad again.
Be right there.
All right, let's get back to what happened over the past couple of days in the election. The Trump administration is fortifying their castle walls, not metaphorically. They're, like, literally just, like, building walls around the White House. CNN confirmed over the weekend. I guess it's similar to the fence that had been erected during the Black Lives Matter protests over the summer, but they're doing it again to prepare for the election and protect POTUS in the event that he tries to rat fuck the election.
In the event? You mean that he...
It's like
he knows. When he's like, look, so the deal is I'm going to rat fuck the election. We need this fucking wall around the White House or else, you know, they're going to be... They're going to know.
They're going to come after me. I'm going to cheat it and they're going to come after me.
Because, I mean, like, it's interesting even, like, in this, the piece of the article that you clipped out for this about saying, like, the new fence comes as Trump plots to fight the results of the election as polls show him trailing badly across the nation and in key swing states, meaning on paper he will get fucking destroyed, but all bets are off because we don't have the fucking institutions that will actually keep this thing moving in the right direction. It's just all up to the first asshole who decided to just throw all the toys out.
We have norms, Miles. Norms that say we don't throw out the toys.
Yeah, most of you guys are in a norms diner.
Hey.
All right. Like, the thing that the poll watchers, the poll people, Nate Silver of the world are all saying is that it's a probability. It's not a chance. It's not saying, like, Biden's going to win by 90% when it says 90%. It's saying that one out of every 10 times Trump wins. And I was reading this story that somebody wrote as, like, a Halloween treat. Here's something to scare the shit out of you. And it was just, like, a point by point of the Dewey Truman election. I think we've all seen the Dewey defeats Truman picture where it's Truman holding it up after winning on election night. And, you know, it was an upset that nobody saw coming. Truman was the incumbent. I hadn't realized that. So he was already the incumbent with very low approval rating. And everybody was like, oh, Dewey's going to crush this dude. Right up to the election, they were like, he was endorsed by every newspaper, every, like, poll expert was like, it's like literally 40 out of 40 were like, Dewey's gonna win based on what the polls are telling us. And then Truman's whole thing was, and this is where it really bummed me out, his whole thing was, like, going on the ground and having, like, massive rallies, and, you know, getting the support of the common man, being a populist, and going direct to the people. And one thing I hadn't realized is, like, it wasn't close. I thought it was, like, so one state got tipped at midnight and like it changed from Dewey to Truman. Like, Truman beat the shit out of him. He beat the brakes off of them. It was like a 300 something electoral votes to 100 something.
Oh boy.
So you wouldn't need that big of a swing even for Trump to win. You would basically need a 4-point polling error. That's why Nate Silver has it at a 10% chance, because bigger polling errors have happened. Polling is limited, so like it can happen. It's not that unlikely. And yeah, we have to get our mind around that, I guess. Is scary as fuck. But
how much of it is that you can't bear to feel good in the event that anything were to go in Trump's direction, and you just want to basically be prepared for that more so than you feel very much in your heart that that is what is going to happen? Because I vacillate right. Between,
like, why am I telling the story to myself?
Yeah, yeah. Where I do, I'm listeners. Like, well, this is the thing, man. Like, I've done this through childhood, man. If you have no expectations, you'll never be let down to the point where it will toxify your soul if you have no good expectations. Thank you, Dr. James, for that. But, you know, I think there's also this other part of, like, then it's like, feeling like, I don't know, I'm also kind of don't believe in a lot of my fellow Americans too, to like do what's right. It's like partially it's that, then other times I do believe because I do see the good in it, and it's like a very weird thing of either trying to just protect myself from an eventuality or just protect myself from a possibility that might not be as likely mathematically, but I just can't for a second offer myself that comfort in the event anything were to go wrong. It's a very delicate, odd place.
Yeah, no, it's definitely like tied up with my childhood and like all the psychology around, like, you know, if a team I liked was losing, or, you know, a team my dad coached for was losing, and like preparing for the worst and like magical thinking around that, for sure. Like, I am not a model of psychological well-being when it comes to the outcome of a high stakes thing. I've got all sorts of weird scar tissue built up around that. But this, for some reason, just felt like, okay, that's the scenario. That's the one. Like, for some reason, like hearing the specifics of like how that shook out was like, okay. And people got through that. Obviously, like, Truman was not Trump, obviously, and this is way worse, but I don't know, like, seeing the mechanics of how that they got that wrong, it made me feel slightly less like, I don't know, out, like, without any bearing, unmoored, I guess. It's like, okay, that would be the 1 in 10,
right?
I'm not gonna lie, I've been feeling a little, you know, working on this show and not being an active voice per se, and just merely taking in all of the information constantly, I felt a little bit like, and this is a Marvel reference for the uninitiated, but a little bit like Doctor Strange when he is going through all the possibilities of what is going to happen. I've just been taking it in over and over, every possibility that we've talked about on the show, and it's just been like stealing myself in 6 different, like, nicely packed emotional bags of,
like, which one where we're going.
Yeah, which one is getting open? It's either this is going to happen and we open this bag, this is going to happen and we open this bag, and I don't know if that's healthy or whatnot, but at this point it's like, let's go. That's where
I think about it, like, it, you know, at some point it slips out of our, you know, like, we do all we can, and, you know, most of us have. I mean, yes, I live in, like, my own bubble in a sense. But, like, it feels like there's this consensus that makes me feel good that we are fighting for this country. But, you know, at some point, if everything goes wrong, I believe, and a lot of this is my own mom, who is a very religious woman, who'll be like, God has a plan for you, which always makes the hair stand up on the back of my neck. But there's, like, a truth to that in the sense, like, I know we'll persevere because we're not just going to, like, sit down and take it, you know? And I always think, like, you know, and I've had a bit of a calm these last few weeks of, like, what happens will happen. And we will take it one step at a time, and we will fight for what we believe. And I always think, like, you know, like, we've gotten this far. Like, as a human race, we've gotten this far. It hasn't been great, but, like, we are very quick to let the world know that we're not the one. So I think if all goes to hell, we will fight. And I think, like, that makes me feel, but that kind of gives me a sense of calm that, like, guys,
we're not
like,
gonna lay down. Look,
there's action
look how mad we are now. It's not like at one point the world just goes black and we're like, "Welp, we tried."
And that's, you know, emotional, like, bag number six. That one's right over here.
So I know that we can persevere, if that makes sense. Like, I know it's like, yes, it will be hard, it will be dark, but then, like, look at all these fucking countries in the Middle East. Like, my parents left Iran after just hell broke loose. And, like, now they're like my dad's chilling in his polos in America. Like, oh, just wait. It will get worse. And you're like, oh, well, I mean,
I drive this nice one. I love
yeah. And look at him. He's just like literally drinking tea on his iPad. Like, good luck, everybody. And you're like, I mean, he lived through hell, and he's sitting here on his recliner being like, you'll get through it. It will be hell, but you'll get through it, but it'll just make you stronger in the end, and you will
you'll have to leave like I did too.
Like, you'll have more. Well, right. Not even necessarily that, but, like, people stay back in Iran and exist in Iran, and they fucking fight every single day, tooth and nail, you know? And it might not necessarily, I mean, like, Iran's a bad example because it's a republic, and who knows? Like, we don't know where this is going to go, but, like, there are still people fighting. And so it's like, it will be tough. It will make us stronger, but, like, we will get through it. You know, we will lose some fucking climate along the way on the unfortunate, but, like, we will make
it. We're losing it.
Yeah. Like, we will make it work because we are a human race, and we are stronger than we give ourselves credit for. And I think where we are at now and how we act now is a very big example of perseverance and how we, again, are not the one. And I think that's what gives me hope. And then my other hope is that, like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just go to bed. Let's just go to bed.
I've been trying to deal with it in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay, deal with it in the morning.
Those are my two.
No time for this. No, gotta go.
The other hope, you know, there's Xanax, and you just take that, and you're like,
and it's tomorrow.
My other thing is eating a bunch of fast food and taking a hot bath, and then you will fall asleep.
All right, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll come back and talk about our individual coping plans.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
And we're back. And I mean, we can talk about how the election results are going to be coming in, like how weird that's going to be, because we, for the first time, we have the active, like, networks need to resist the thing that networks built, which is the whole, you know, horse racification of the polls and of election night. And that's actually been going on like since the beginning. They used to project on the walls of buildings like as state results came in. So they've been doing shit like this, gimmicky stuff, horse race stuff since
back
since
in the days of the magic lantern.
Yeah, they used to call it, they called projectors magic lanterns.
I love that.
But, and even back, like, one of my favorite facts about U.S. history is, like, when George Washington was running for president, like, the way he won, or, like, one of the big contributing factors was, like, he bought booze for people and, like, had these, like, huge rowdy, like, voting parties / election victory parties. So it's not, like, as sacred as we want to keep things.
Well, that's people. When there was like 200 people that could vote.
Yeah, that sounds right. Tight.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Like, get your family over.
I got the cake.
I'll wrap the election up if I can just get you and like those three neighborhoods over there.
Yeah. But the point being that like the networks have to be careful about calling states too early or even like how they're presenting, like, okay, so this number of polls have closed. This is how many votes have been tabulated. Like Trump is ahead because Trump thinking like claiming that he's ahead as opposed to more Trump votes have been counted than Biden votes, like will lead to thinking like, well, they stole the election. Like Trump is trying to, you know, say is like, it is sort of his MO heading into the election that like, if he's winning in the vote, and somebody overtakes him, then it's they stole the vote.
Yeah, the mantra is just count every fucking vote.
That's right.
And
right.
Then figure it out, right. Asshole.
That's right.
Count every vote.
One thing that I saw on Twitter that I don't think is going to happen, but would be a model that I would love to see some of the networks pick up is, you know, when they're showing polling data from places, and no matter how many counties have you know, reported in, they'll show an entire bar graph or an entire circle graph that is completely full, where it's like 40% this and 60% this, regardless of how many counties have come
in. Right, with two precincts reporting.
Exactly. What I'd love to see is, because it's stuff like that that creates memes and just generates content that people want to share immediately and stress people out and say like, oh, well, this county is completely red, so fuck it. I would love to see that model where it's the entire circle, where the entire circle represents the entire state, and all that's filled in is the precincs that have actually filed.
Whoa, easy, so it's like, Einstein, well, this... with this math shit you're doing here now.
I'm just saying, I would love to see some models where it's
100%.
It's that kind of image, instead of just being like, all right, well, so far reporting in 80% of half of this one county is for Trump, and so our bar graph is a solid red chunk. It's like, that's not going to help anybody in this time. So that's something I would like to see networks pick up, even though I know that they won't.
All right, let's get into our self-care routines.
Oh, thank God.
how are you guys spending today? What are you? What are we doing?
Starting the day. The biggest thing I just want to say is, like, this shit is, if it's causing you mad stress, that's fine. I think a lot of the times we get stressed and we add more stress to our lives. We're being like, I don't want to be stressed. Why am I stressed? I hate being stressed. I'm stressed. And then you argue about being stressed. We all have to accept that this is verifiably on paper, very stressful time. So there's no need to be at odds with your stress. I think it's now more about managing it, right?
Yeah.
Because we always, no matter what, if feeling is of uncertainty or something that puts us off balance, our immediate reaction is, I don't want that. Get out of here.
Yeah.
And that's only adding. So
creates a spiral.
Exactly. And I'm just trying to do all kinds of things, like start off the day with an act of kindness, you know, just put something good. Just do that. Be like, okay, just to remind yourself, because I think the real thing that is that I'm worried about happening to me throughout the day is losing sight of the present moment and my sense of self and my own well-being within my body, because it is very easy to leave your mind and then begin to get succumb to or being overwhelmed by all the details of the world that are being brought to your attention and taking that as one piece and being like, oh my God, how the fuck? Well, no. Look, because at the end of the day, we're all going to nothing's going to be won or lost by one person. It's all going to be how we do things as a collective. So don't like those moments will come. So throughout today, just be easy. I'm trying to single task things. A thing I read recently was to not have multiple browser tabs open. And really giving your intention to one thing at a time. So if I'm trying to be like, okay, what's happening? You know, what's going on this news website? Just go to that one tab, read it. And when I'm done, go to another thing. So I don't start just, you know, splitting my energy across 5 million different things. So single tasking things. I'm also going to tidy up around the house because I find myself being able to be very present when I'm doing tasks where I'm using my hands, whether that's cooking, washing dishes, fucking watering plants, planting shit, whatever, doing that, because I think at the end of the day, realize, yeah, I've voted, the election's happening. I'm not really sure what I'll know by the end of tonight. So I'm not really trying to put myself there and just keep myself like looking at things, being present and being, you know, as much as possible in the moment, because of course, most of us have been living the last 3 months living in the fucking future. Like, we're all time traveling with our stress. We're not living right now. We're living in a year from now, 3 weeks from now, 3 days from now, and filling in the blanks with all these awful things that we feel are happening or can happen, which could, it's possible. But the negative effect of that is we've completely removed ourselves from, like, the present moment where you, like, that's what's the most real shit. The past has already happened. The future does not exist. So trying to root myself there to give myself a little bit of, you know, solid ground to be on has just been like my whole thing. And eat a good lunch. I will eat a good lunch today. Like, that's a good, just like a good,
like a salad,
whatever it is,
like, nah, or like just, comfort food,
whatever it is, like whatever you define that to be, like for you to feel like I had a good lunch, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do that, because I know I don't know if I'm gonna be able to eat at night.
Right, yeah, that's the thing. Like, if I'm either going to like order 5 Domino's pizzas on election night or not be able to eat. And it could be one or the other, even no matter who wins, it could be one or the other. I'm going to try to take regular breaks from the news. I'm not going to spend the whole day in a slipstream of just fucking Twitter updates. I'm going to do like hourly updates.
It's a good idea.
And I'm going to do those because for you guys, for the listeners. but I'm going to, like I used to, when one of my dad's teams was playing, I wouldn't always watch it live just as a little mental health gift for myself, right. Like so that I'm not just spending just negative spiraling every 30 seconds while the game's going on. And so I'm going to try and do a similar thing, spend time putting my kids to bed, focus on them, and then get back and just let it hit me all at once.
Then hop on Twitter and melt my eyes.
No. I remember in the 2016 election, I was at a thing where I was like meditating and I like had a premonition that like it was like right as the polls were closing and like the results were going to start coming in. And I had like a premonition. I was like, oh shit, it's really going to be Trump, like before the news had like picked up on it. So I'm going to avoid meditating. Come at on, all
what's your
costs.
Trick knee saying now, Jack? What's the feeling in that old knee now?
That's right. And when things are too much, I'm going to turn on Avatar Last Airbender.
Yeah.
That show is fucking great.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch just three. I'm just going to watch all UK comedy. Like nice. For my eyes, people just do nothing on loop. Fucking Top Boy on loop. I mean, Top Boy is kind of grimy, but you know, I still, you know, it's just about distracting yourself, isn't it, bruv?
Hey,
how about you, Anna, Dan? What you guys got on the docket?
I don't really imagine myself doing anything too different for my day. Like, I'll wake up, I'll do this show, I'll respond to my emails, I'll scroll Twitter. I'll compartmentalize a lot. I will probably talk to my parents. I will just eat, have some coffee, maybe talk to you guys a little, say there stuff like, it's fine. And yeah, I mean, I don't try and put my self-care is to just try and be normal and not like let myself like escalate mentally like that. I just try and do what I do, keep up with my work, you know, and hope for the best. And if not, you know, we keep doing the work, doing the work that's necessary to get this country on in the right path, if you will.
Anna, you are my inspiration.
I just,
energy.
You know what? Look, I'm an Iranian child of immigrants. You guys can't bring the mental abuse on me like I've experienced my whole life, okay? I was literally, truly born for this shit, okay?
I was
You're
born
never
going
to have an Iranian father tell you everything that's wrong to you, to your face in front of your friends, okay? So, like, this is the shit I was born for. I know how to work through this sort of pain. I've got the years of therapy that my father still complains about having to pay for, even though technically all he had to pay for was the copay. Not that big a deal, bro. So,
It was the copay, okay? Yeah, not the whole thing.
But I needed a lot, so you know that copay adds up. But I know how to survive the winter, if you will, and I will get through it. And I won't let you goddamn madmen bring me down while you're like in the group chat. I'll be like GIF.
Yeah,
oh, that'll be that's
I
me
know
sending
you said
a GIF.
If I call you weeping one more time, you're just gonna
gonna
die. Yeah, I mean,
I will call the police and say,
you know,
you me.
Just
love
you
it.
Just
yeah, I mean, I think
fighting.
The real thing is just about yeah. As I wish I could manage my stress in a way where like just sort of going leaning into my schedule more helps. But from you know, we all resonate at different frequencies.
Yeah,
and I unfortunately have to do a little more work to stay on top because my shit can get away from me real quick.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing is realizing, you know, everyone's got to know yourself a little bit, you know, and how to navigate that. What about you, Danelle?
I will be doing a little bit of everybody here, honestly. I'll be doing a little bit of Anna, kind of just like like I said, I've packed my mental bags for all these different possibilities. So really trying to keep the stress down. I'm inspired by you, Miles, recently. I got my bike fixed. So I'm going to go for a nice bike ride, get a little fresh air. I will be, you know, talking to my family and, you know, talking through a lot of this stuff, because as I'm sure has happened for all of you, you have become kind of like a central point of political interest from all of your friends and family when it comes to, hey, what's this about? And what's this about? What's this about? It's like, you work on a news show. You know, you must know all about this. So fielding all those texts all day will be part of it. And admittedly, when I went to my local cannabis dispensary this weekend, I thought about the fact that I'm buying for the election week. So I bought A little extra for this week.
There you
so
go.
That will also be part
get
of the
you
plan.
Through.
Get you through.
About to self-care my way through a bunch of Dutch Masters.
I'm going to go for the slowest run in the history of runs. Just going to real slow, relaxing exercise is my plan.
And I'm not telling, I'm not joking. These baths, bro, at the end of the night. Because, you know, in like Japan, like a lot of bath cold, you can end your day with like a bath, you soak a little bit. That shit puts you at, I don't know what the fuck I've been doing, but like a hot ass, just cooking yourself a little bit, you'll go right to sleep like a fucking baby. So please broth. Embrace the bath.
Go to sleep in a little you broth.
Yep. Oh boy. Just full of my dead skin cells.
All right. Well, guys, this has been a pleasure. I feel better heading out of it than I did heading in. Hopefully we can share a little bit of that with our listeners. So yeah, we'll be back this afternoon with some trending and all that good stuff. Do you guys have any social anything from social media you want to share? Super producer Anna Hosnier, first of all, where can people find you and follow you on Twitter and social media?
I'm at Anna Hosnier on Twitter.
Okay. And is there a Twitter, any work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yes, this is from at Justine Stafford. She wrote, please don't accept money from your granny if she tries giving it to you in secret. Your granny is involved in money laundering and trying to hide evidence. That's why she pleads, don't tell your mother while passing it to you. Be safe, be vigilant, and notify the guards. I just thought that was funny.
That's true. They do. Grannies do mail a lot of cash. That is actually a legal thing.
They're laundering money.
It's illegal?
Yeah, you're not supposed to be able to mail cash.
Oh, shit. Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Okay.
I didn't know that.
Okay. I did not know that, DEA.
That's what I'm here for.
Miles officially did not know that. On the record,
I have one.
I did not know that.
One more from Otsko Okotska. She tweeted, the saddest part was taking off our costume after wearing it for the photo.
Oh,
Halloween.
Oh, pretty man. Funny. DJ Dana, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
Son of Jor-El. Dan L. Please.
You can find me on Twitter at DJ underscore Danil. You can find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/DJ_Danil. And my piece of social media comes from Sarah Lazarus at Sarah C. Lazarus. This is the final boss of Sunday nights. And I could not have agreed more with that statement.
Yeah.
If you get the Sunday scaries,
always do. And that was one of them. But yeah. Anyway, that was a good one.
Miles, where can people find you? What's a tweet you've been enjoying?
I tweet. I don't know. But I know this. You can find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram. Fuck it, on PSN. You might even catch me playing video games. Duck up out of here playing Ghost of Tsushima. Or maybe let's hop on Red Dead. I don't know. And we'll probably encounter some weird folk on there. But catch me at Miles of Gray there. Also, the other podcast, 420 Day Fiancé, to further just avoid reality. Let's go to reality television. And let's just see. Oh, one good thing was just like, you know, there's been some analysis. It's all over the internet right now, just about showing how, you know, with all the fucked up shit that's going on with COVID, there is like, there are things can get better. It's just that if we do the right things and there's an analysis that we can look at and say, these things can help us get back to some sense of normalcy. Now, whether or not our leaders do that is a completely other, you know, question. But at least we know that there is the possibility for light at the end. So check those articles out.
Yeah, yeah. A couple tweets I've been enjoying. Cynical Therapist tweeted, I like eating nerds because I'm secretly hungry for aquarium gravel. And this takes the edge off.
I saw that one. That was so
That's why I had aquarium gravel in my head when I referenced it earlier. And then Jamie Loftus tweeted, the new Ariana Grande album is good if you forget she's singing about fucking some realtor. you can find me on Twitter, @Jack_O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter @DailyZeitgeist. We're @TheDailyZeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, DailyZeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what are we riding into this election night on the back of?
Oh, man, let's just, you know, since it's America, it's in the most American day and the strangest day of what's possibly been the strangest year. Let's do a great flip of a track of Childish Gambino's This Is America. But let's do the L Train edit because it's a little more upbeat and disco based. So all the time you could be like, this I don't know, you could lean into either version. You could be like, oh, this is America. Or be like, hey, look at that. What the fuck happened in Texas? What? I don't know. That's wishful ass thinking. But either way, let's all just keep in mind, as Anna's saying, this shit, either way, no matter who wins, the shit doesn't stop. So we're looking at the kind of America that I think we, as listeners and makers of this show, we all hope to see one day. So keep that in mind, and we will have to stay strong for each other. But yes, this is America, L Train edit, and unfortunately, y'all, you can only get this one on SoundCloud. So check him out over there.
The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That is going to do it for this morning. We'll be back throughout the day as we have news to react to. Check back, and we will talk to you all then. Bye.
Bye.
And this is what I think the CIA should do.
This is America. Look at you slipping now. Look at you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping now. This is America. Look at you slipping now. Look at you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America. Look at you slipping up. Look how I'm whipping up. Police be tripping up. Yeah, this is America. Under my area. I got the strap. I gotta carry 'em. Yeah, I'ma go into this. Yeah, this is gorilla.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.